Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. But the earth became desolate and deserted, and there was darkness over the surface of the deep. Now the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then God made a division between the light and the darkness, and God called the light day, whereas the darkness he called night. Then evening came to pass, and morning came to pass, day one. Then God said, "Let there be an expanse in the middle of the water, and let it divide one mass of water from another mass of water." And God made the expanse, and divided the water which was below the expanse from the water which was above the expanse. And so it came about, and God called the expanse sky. Then evening came to pass, and morning came to pass, the second day. Then God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear." And so it came about. And God called the dry land earth, whereas the accumulation of water he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth produce grass, herbaceous vegetation bearing seed, and the fruit-bearing tree, which produces fruit according to its species, which has its own intrinsic seed on the earth." And so it came about. And the earth produced grass, herbaceous vegetation, bearing seed according to its species, and the tree producing fruit which has its own intrinsic seed according to its species. And God saw that it was good. Then evening came to pass, and morning came to pass, the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky, to divide the day from the night, and let them be as signs, and for appointed times, and for days and years, and they will serve as lights in the expanse of the sky to shine on the earth." And so it came about. And God made the two great lights, the greater light as a ruler of the day, and the smaller light as a ruler of the night, and also the stars. And God put them in the expanse of the sky to shine on the earth, and to rule by day and by night, and to divide light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. Then evening came to pass, and morning came to pass, the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters teem with aquatic animals, with living beings, and let birds fly above the earth, over the expanse of the sky." And God created the great sea monsters, and every living being that creeps, which the water teems with, according to their species, and all the winged fowl according to its species. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the water in the seas and let the birds multiply on the earth." Then evening came to pass and morning came to pass, the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth living beings according to their species, cattle and reptiles and beasts of the earth, according to their species." And so it came about. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their species, and the cattle after their species, and all the reptiles of the ground according to their species. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. And they will subdue the fish of the sea, and the birds of the sky, and the cattle, and the whole earth, and every reptile that crawls on the earth." So God created man in his image. He created him in the image of God. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subjugate it, and subdue the fish of the sea, and the birds of the sky, and every animal that creeps over the earth." Then God said, "Look, I have given you all vegetation bearing seed which is on the surface of the whole earth, and every tree which has fruit of the tree in it bearing seed. It will be for food for you, and for every beast of the earth, and for all birds of the sky, and for every reptile on the earth which has the breath of life in it. All green vegetation is for food. And so it came about. And God saw everything that he had made, and the result was that it was very good. Then evening came to pass, and morning came to pass, the sixth day.